Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. There goes Lump trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Morales, who relays the ball to McNairtney, who tags Lump, who came all the way from first, for the out. McAuliffe moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Cash races over to make the catch. There's the throw to catch Williams, and he's out, with Podres covering. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Padres covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freehan. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNairtney for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres is 0-for-1 in the game. Padres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to third for the out. Padres moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws to second. Buford drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Buford. Padres scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Joe Horland. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Northrup steals second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Padres hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Marshall now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Tommy Agee. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Boyer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Fred Klages pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Rich Morales. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Ward now playing first base. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Wayne Causey now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Ray Euler pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. Euler moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Euler scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Don McMahon now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Cash moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. McAuliffe is hit by the pitch. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline bunts towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cash is walked intentionally. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to third. Cash moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Buford scores. McCraw moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Boyer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken Berry now playing center field. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton pinch hits for Ray Euler. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.